Just last Sunday, we heard Matthew's account of Jesus' time in the desert, his 40 days of testing, after which he was tempted by the devil. During those days, some would have weakened, as did Israel during their 40 years wandering in the desert on the way to the promised land. But Jesus did not weaken. Where Israel and Adam and Eve had failed, Jesus was victorious. He did not give in. He did not compromise. He did not take the easy way out. He did not use his power to dazzle the crowds. Now, Lent is a privileged time for us. In these 40 days, we are not left wandering, but rather by our acts of prayer, of penance, and care for the poor and all those who are in need, we also work. We also work to strengthen our lives as followers of the Lord, strengthen our lives as members of the baptized. 40 days speaks of resolve and commitment, of never giving up, even in the face of adversity. Of never giving up, even in the face of adversity. And so it is fitting that in the context of this celebration of the Eucharist, in which we recall and participate in the dying and rising of the Lord Jesus, that we invoke images now from Scripture, sacred Scripture, that provide the context for our gathering this evening. The song of Hannah, which concluded our reading from the first book of Samuel this evening, is familiar to us all, but usually when placed on another's lips. In her Magnificat, it is Mary whose spirit glorifies the Lord. Echoing Hannah, the Virgin Mother's word in praise of God occurs immediately following the gospel account of the visitation. Both Mary and Elizabeth rejoice in eager expectation of the sons to whom they will soon give birth. Both Jesus and John have been conceived through divine intervention, and their mothers, the young Mary and the elderly Elizabeth, are filled with awe at the mystery that they bear within them. Both Mary and Elizabeth had a passion for life. Mary and Elizabeth had a passion for life, for the new life within them, a reverence for the gifts of their unborn sons, gifts from God, gifts not only to their parents, but also to all of humanity. And while our focus on the mystery of the conception and birth of Jesus and John is laudable, we are also invited to appreciate how deep indeed are the connections between Jesus and John and every human person. Even in our day, life remains a mystery, which we sometimes call the miracle of new life. We know that too often this life comes under attack, and for many reasons. Our work on behalf of the unborn is a ministry of compassion, of care, and of understanding. The victims of violence against the unborn are not only those children, but they most certainly are, first and foremost, those children, but also their mothers, their fathers, and even their brothers and sisters. Our ministry then must reach out to all. Of necessity, we must work to eliminate the conditions that often lead women to terminate the life within them, most especially poverty and violence. Yes, mothers too are victims, and fathers and entire families. So our outreach is only complete. Our outreach is only complete when we include them in our prayer and, yes, in our work. In his writings to the Christians in first century Rome, St. Paul reminded them, as he continues to remind us, that the Spirit comes to our aid, interceding for us. Even in our weakness, we know that if God is for us, we have nothing to fear. We know that if God is for us, we have absolutely nothing to fear. I would like, once again, to take this opportunity to renew my thanks to you for your faithful witness and work in 40 days for life. The gospel of life, according to which we strive to live and which we attempt to preach, gives us hope. It gives us hope. Truly, we know that God is with us. We absolutely, totally know that God is with us. As long as abortions continue, we will never, ever, ever give up. But we must also not lose faith that God will watch over and protect us in our work now and always. We are never alone, and we will be victorious.